collaboration of Jane Kessler of Apple Tree Books, Suzanne DeGaetano of Max Bax and the Heights Library. I always want to remember to say how very grateful I am that we have two really great independent booksellers in Cleveland Heights. Please support them. And if you buy a copy of the book tonight, 20% of the proceeds go to the library, which is a generous donation on behalf of the booksellers. And you get to get a signed copy, which is pretty exciting.
And if you buy it tonight, and there's a stack of neon green 3x5 cards, put your name and email address on there, and we'll at the end of the night, I'll have a drawing for a free copy that you can give to a friend.
Fabulous. So I think I've said everything I need to say for this evening. I will have Jane step up and introduce our wonderful guests, and I hope you enjoy the evening.
Well, it's really totally unnecessary to introduce Sam Thomas, because everybody here knows what they came for. But maybe I'd say a few words. Very interesting to me is that he came directly from teaching at the University of Alabama at the college level, of course, and came here to teach at university school, upper school, just barely 2 years ago, I think.
Just about, yeah.
About a year ago this time. So that's a very interesting, you know, choice that he made at that time. Now, this book, which you all know all about, I think you've got others already finished.
Yes.
If you read this little, this is in the back, you realize that he's had many grants, endowments, and different things in the history area, and has written many academic papers, and he's been interested in everything from early Britain to colonial Africa. Am I right?
Yes.
Can I expand it any? Or does that cover the...
That's about
that
it.
That covers
the
ground. Okay. I have particularly asked Dr. Thomas to say a little something about the history, just to give you the setting of... Well, first of all, you know, which Cromwell we're talking about, and just where we are before this the book opens in 1644, because it's sort of a particular time period that you're immersed in, but you sort of, for me at least, I was not quite clear where I had been just before that. So I've asked him to start a little bit with that before he starts with the mystery of this book. Dr. Thomas.
Thank you. Well, and I will say that when I, in an earlier draft, I did have more on the historical background, and it brought the entire thing to a screeching halt. And so I think I included as much as I could without having the book sort of come to a dead stop in that way. The conflict that we're looking at here is the English Civil Wars. One way of looking at it is it's England's war of religion. And you, on the one hand, you've got the forces of Parliament who are besieging the city, who are usually associated with Puritanism and the desire to sort of cleanse England of all the remnants of Catholicism. Arrayed against him, you have Charles I and his supporters who are not Catholic but are suspected of being Catholic. That's sort of a simplification of it. There are other issues in play as well that historians actually still debate.
How long has it been going on?
The war started in 1642, and when I was looking for a setting, I sort of had the main character that I've got is based on a real woman who practiced midwifery in the city of York, and so I sort of did some quick, in just my initial digging, I discovered that the city had been under siege, and I thought, oh, okay, I now know when I'm going to start this, because that seemed like a too good an opportunity to pass up in terms of setting the book.
If you're right, it's good.
Okay. Are you, I was hoping that maybe you would, and, you know, maybe I'm not the only one, that maybe you would just read just a little bit.
You know? Oh,
That would be so great.
Sure. Yes. Okay. Thanks.
It's always so wonderful to hear, you know, an author's words in his own voice.
Whenever I do this, I feel a little bit strange just because I'm reading in my voice the part of a woman. Sort of bear with me in my yes. Okay, and so the book opens. The city is, as you said, under siege, and in the midst of the siege, my main character, Bridget Hodgson, has been summoned.